Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. So today we have with us Dr. William Washington, owner of Washington Wellness Institute, a mental health institute that transforms mental illness into holistic wellness. And they offer therapy, holistic services for individuals, for couples, for families, and for communities. And he's revolutionizing, well, you'll hear shortly, this is going to be fantastic. Dr. Will, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here and be present with you. I am so excited to talk about this. This is so unique.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And yeah, we're going to have some super, super duper fun on this as we go through these concepts and
what you're doing
within kind of your business. So first up, can you expand a little bit more on, you know, where are you today with your business? But then also, who is it that you love to work with?
Yes. So right now we are expanding in such a unique way. We're going from the old model of psychology, you know, the services, individual, family, couples, and we're extending into holistic wellness. So we're adding Reiki, we're adding yoga and mental health, we're adding programs, we're adding VR therapy, we're adding psychedelic specializing preparations. We're literally adding all these different things that were unheard of, just unheard of. And the most beautiful part is that I love working with people that understand that they are more than what they are going through. When you can recognize that potential in you, I can work with that. And that's what I want. I want the people that know that there's something more of themselves that needs to be seen, loved, and known.
Oh, that's let's just pause on that one statement right there. So you are more than your business. You are more than your challenges. You are more than the thought or the fleeting emotion that you have.
Yes.
In the moment, that could feel like complete bullshit. That could feel like, you know what? I don't subscribe to this. I am this. So how do you help to sort of overcome that and help your people see that it doesn't define you? It is not the all-encompassing. It's just a part. It may feel huge, but it's not. Tell me about that kind of journey.
Yeah, the truth is that purpose is the human compass. That's one of my biggest beliefs. I live by five principles. And that's the fifth principle. So understanding that if you don't live in your purpose, you're living by motive. And a motive is, well, if I can do this, then this can happen. Well, if I get good grades, then I'll be a good student. If I work really hard, then I'll get a raise. That's not enough in life. It's not enough. It will never be enough. Our economy, our society, the way that we're living our lives, it's not enough. It's not enough. And so we keep working really hard to get somewhere. But the truth is that you're working really hard, but you're leaving yourself. And that's what the people I want to work on is that the people that want to know that I'm working hard, but why? What's my purpose? What's your purpose? This pandemic has changed our entire lives and the value of money has changed everything.
Okay, the purpose versus motive. Now, there are these words that are thrown about that we can be so, okay, your motive, maybe your vision, your mission. These words can be all interchangeable. But from the way that I think you just described it, you just dropped in and kind of went on a slight tangent. Like, no, let's come back to this.
Let's answer it. Bring it in. Right, reel it back in.
Case of, okay, purpose is good, is light. It is the what you should be striving for. The motive is maybe the heavy, the darker, there's something to that. I'm not saying it's right nor wrong.
It's more of a survival. It's more of a survival mindset.
So
right?
Can you just quantify that statement? Yeah. If you can qualify purpose versus motive so that can be just a little bit clearer, I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah. So motive is more of like a survival. It's the things you get just to get by, to make sure you make it through the end of the week, make sure you get it through the end of the month, making sure you're doing just enough to make yourself feel like you're safe. Mm. Purpose is more about, what do I want to be known for? When you're in survival, you don't have time to think about, what do I want to be known for? You're more worried about making sure you're getting things, you're getting by. So a lot of us are living in motive, and we're thinking that if we live enough motive, we'll get to our purpose. But the truth is that our purpose is so internal that we don't even get to really see it for ourselves.
Okay, qualify this for me. Play with me on this one. So with your business, with where you can see it going, what is, we'll get to purpose in a minute. Let's not muddy the waters. Mm-hmm. What is the motive behind this?
Yeah, the motive behind this is to make sure that I'm available, accessible, and academically, educationally accepted, right? Mm-hmm. The things that I'm doing are unheard of. The things that I'm showing and presenting are unheard of. These things are not normal and typical and accessible to the mm-hmm. average day person, life coach, worker, teacher. These things are not accessible. And so what I'm trying to do is present this, but I'm facing a lot of challenges right now. I really am.
Beautifully put. Now let's flip that coin over. Tell me, what is your purpose with where the business is going?
Yeah, my purpose is to heal always. That's it. That's our company motto. I made the company motto my purpose. Our goal is to heal always, A-L-L, because the truth is that there's not one way to heal. You can heal in 8 different ways. And many people don't even recognize their own lives in 8 different ways. They think they only have one way to live. You know, they're like, you only have one life, YOLO, you only live once. Yeah, but you can live 8 different ways once. So give yourself that chance.
Okay, this is turning into a little bit of a masterclass right now. I love this. So what you've just described for me right there, crumbs. So the purpose versus motive. So what you just said with your business is the motive mm-hmm. behind what you do is to be accepted, to be seen, to be the expert, to be needed, to yes. help people, but bring in the resources for yourself. That's exactly. the motive. But the purpose is to heal everyone in all these different ways, is to yes. allow this to continue long after you've gone.
Yes.
You can see these. So
yes.
When do you find yourself being motivated and controlled by motive? And when do you see yourself being controlled and motivated? Controlled by purpose, because that may that probably shifts your actions, probably shifts the way that you think about your business.
It changes the whole way I work on my business. So when I'm in motive, I'm struggling with between being a licensed therapist and being someone that wants to heal the world. Mm. I'm struggling between choosing my ethics and my morality, feeling blocked or disabled by systems, by insurance companies, by getting the grants, by getting the support, by being in front of people that also are in the same position as I am. Mm. I feel torn between having to choose my ethics over humanity. That's a lot of moral distress I'm dealing with.
Mm.
That's a lot of moral distress I'm dealing with.
But when you're approaching your day, your marketing, your sales, your podcast interview from a place of purpose, what happens then?
Right now, you hear the excitement in the voice. I just want to yell on this mic. I feel free. I feel open. I feel vulnerable. I feel like my identity is more important, and who I am is more important than what I do. I'm not worried about what I do. I'm worried about who I am. And a lot of times, we're so focused on what we do, our output, we never think about our input. And that's where I feel like, if talking to you, I feel like I'm in my input rather than my output right now.
Let me get this out. So when you're in your motive, your core is saying, what happens if I do? What happens if I say this? Whereas if you're coming from purpose, what happens if I don't?
Mm-hmm.
I've never said it in those terms before. This has gone super deep, mm-hmm. super quick. I love this. That aspect,
you're great.
What happens if I do? Fear, doubt, worry. What happens if I don't? Who can't you help? Who's not mm-hmm. going to have this? What society is going to be like if this doesn't take precedence over the system right now? Okay, mm-hmm. everyone sit down. Pause. I don't care whether it's a relationship. I don't care whether it's your business or your physical health.
Yes, yes.
Answer those two questions to yourself. What happens if you do? And what happens if you don't? What happens if I do go and work out tonight? I might pull my arm. I might lose a bit of time. I might exactly. I might be embarrassed. What happens if you don't?
Uh-huh.
Heart attack. You lose motivation. Your cortisol is not transmuted, so you stay with the stress into tomorrow. Okay, play with these, and then you get to see with that information, no good or bad.
No good or bad.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? It makes it playful exactly. And actually kind of simple, right?
It really does. And when we lose the beauty of simplicity, right? When I have a depressed client come in, I don't teach them to how to get rid of depression. I remind them how to play again. There's so many adults that forget how to play. And when they learn how to play again, depression symptoms change, anxiety symptoms change, their symptom management changes, their self-regulation is more confident. These things are a matter of going back to the simplicity of your identity. And a lot of us forget the value of our own self-worth. And that is the beginning stages of purpose.
Learn how to play again. Has everything become too serious?
Ugh, yeah. I mean, everything.
What kind of noise is that? That's a yes.
God. Like even the way I had my mic set up, this is serious. But then I was like, let's have some fun with it. So I got myself a pink one just to remind me to have fun when I'm speaking, right? To remind myself, it's the little things we do, right? Love is in the detail, right? It's the little things we do that make the biggest difference in our lives. And I think that's one of the most crucial moments of living as an adult is reminding ourselves, what does it take to love what I do? What does it take to love what I do?
But we know this. We all know this stuff. We know that we should be more playful and joyful with this. We know that our energy is infectious and actually attractive. We know this. Uh-huh. So yeah, you got a pink mic in front of you. Beautiful. What reminders do you need personally? Someone who Crumbs knows this, teaches this, actually is an advocate for this. Yeah, congratulations, you're a human being with emotions, brain chemicals, a nervous system, all these things, which means you still have these challenges. What are the reminders that you need in place consistently to kind of just get bring you back in those moments where you forget, you lose your way?
Oh, yeah. Well, first off, the Unforget Yourself podcast, right? So I listen to that. I listen to music that I'm inspired by. Yeah, I make sure I play I'm a musician as well. So healing is my art. So for me, I play music. I play my trumpet. I put on my trombone, play some jazz. Mm-hmm. I make sure I do work out. I do stretching. I do all these things to get out of my body. Because sometimes we get so stuck in our bodies that we forget how to get out of it. And we get that staleness. So you got to keep your body fresh. If you're putting fruits and veggies in the fridge, you got to eat them before they spoil. The body is no different, right? The body is no different. You got to use the body you have. You have to live in the body you live in. You have to live in the body you live in. It's so important. And we don't do that enough. So I have to make sure I'm reminding myself. Also, I do parkour on other weekends. So I do parkour lessons. So like helps me remind myself of my instinctual pattern too. Like I had to jump out of my body. I had to trust my body to live. And so we always deny ourselves that all the time. So I have these things I do. I do the wake up. I do the meditation. I do the reflection. I listen to the podcast. I do the music. I do the parkour. I do a lot of things before I sit in front of a desk and talk to somebody before they see me. I make sure of that.
Love that. So that's what you need to do. And these things, it's so easy to get away with it. It's so easy to get away with eating crap, not working out, not taking care of ourselves mentally because, hey, I'm still alive. I'm still doing it. Therefore, it's easy to get away with this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I love that you brought that up, and here are the things that bring you back in. So from a personal perspective, okay, there's a lot going on here. Let's sort of move this to this kind of the business. So as you are entering, maybe if you want to call it a new era, you're trying to establish a new outlook. I mean, this is 101, your purpose. So talk to me about how things have evolved for you recently and what it's like for you as someone stepping into this new role. I mean, we hear people stepping into the CEO role, stepping into the leadership role, stepping into this higher than anyone they could ever have imagined a role. What's it like for you in this kind of transition?
To be just completely frank with you, it's scary as hell. It's scary as hell, man. It's scary because I am a clinician, a researcher, educator, and healer. I don't know anything about being a CEO or being a, like, I just know how to do the work. And so to step into this role and people look at me and ask me to make decisions or how these things want to be created so my business can be successful and thriving, I am scared because what I'm realizing, what I want to do, but how I have to do it are two different lifestyles. And so I'm experiencing a lot of moral distress, burnout, a little bit of compassion fatigue, a lot of low life satisfaction about how things are happening. And so to push through that, it's been very scary. It's been very scary, Mark.
That let's dive into that rabbit hole of how I want to do it. So with with this evolution, this new step, I mean, some people, we can boil it down to a fear. In fact, most things come back down to a fear.
Yeah.
Fear of success, fear of failure. The fear of judgment goes into both of those. But
fear of judgment is big. Yeah.
Is it the fear of success or failure? Which one do you think is kind of the...
the fear of success is more important for me. The fear of success is way more important for me. Failure, I failed to get this good. So I'm more worried about the success because it's harder to stay up top than to actually work from the bottom for me. Working from the bottom, at least I know there's a direction. Once I get to the top, it's where do you go next and how do you keep it? And what if you fall from that? Right?
Dr. Will. Hold.
Let me add it.
So it's hard to stay on top. That is an absolute false belief. Absolute false belief. Okay? You just told me it is easy to come from the bottom, but it's hard to stay at the top. Number one, how do you know? Because you've not actually reached the top that you want to be at. So it's perceived as perception. The fear of success. If I see success, then I'll have more money than I know what to do with and my family will leave me. Or my purpose is to help other people. By having money is out of alignment with this. Therefore, we have these imaginary, sometimes subconscious beliefs and thoughts going through our mind. Yeah. So let's just tap into yours. It's hard to stay at the top. What if it was easy? What if you truly believe that, hey, once you
reach that level? Why would you ask that right now? Why would you ask that right now? We're on the podcast. That's scary because it's like, then everybody's going to have something to say. Everybody's going to want something and I don't have it, right? It's like, what happens to you when everybody wants it and you don't have it? I wouldn't know what to go after that.
Yeah. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Maybe that is true. Maybe that will happen. That's a future problem. There's none of your concern in this current moment. It is a roadblock that's standing in your way. And you could argue, if we release that today, I mean, it might be the right tool, the right tactic, the right question, the right holding your hand or kicking your bum, whatever it takes. If that is released, then it's like, shit, what's really stopping me from now doing that? So push that future problem into the future and say, yeah, I acknowledge you. You may well be there. But you do not deserve my attention in this moment. I'll get to you. Please take it. What's in a supermarket? Your ticket number is 3,282. I will see you later. Goodbye, sir. What's ticket number one?
Accepting that I have something that's going to change the world.
Accepting. Okay, so tell... Crumbs. Dr. Will, tell me about it. Tell me about how it does change the world.
It makes you realize what you have gone through. It makes you realize your needs. It makes you realize who's important. It makes you realize who you truly are outside of the obligations, and it frees you from being mentally obligated and emotionally unequipped. I created a model that can do that, and anybody can learn it. And I just need to be in front of the right people. I need to be in front of people. But it took me 10 years to make this.
we can't doubt your passion. 10 years, we can't doubt your commitment to this. So there is a beautiful, we spoke about this in our community this morning, and I'm Forget Yourself. I'll share this with you and I'll sort of drop this in. There is this beautiful place between decision and action. Mm. To get to a decision, we have to have the awareness. We have to have the sort of the kind of the belief. And then we're at choice, fork in the road. Then we make a decision. Oh my gosh, as business owners, entrepreneurs, leaders, we probably can make some decisions. Boom. That's some people's challenges. Some people go through that. So we can make a decision. Great. Even though you've made a decision, being able to take that action. Oh, there is that feeling or there's that thought that gets in the way. And how we wrapped this up this morning was, it's the conviction. The little ingredient between decision and action is conviction. Mm. So, Dr. Will, do you struggle more with the decision or do you struggle more with the action?
I think it's the action. Because I've decided that I'm not going back from this. Yeah. No one's taking me away from this. This is mine. I'm going to make it happen. Now, how that's going to look, there's too many possibilities and too many red lines and too many maybes for me to really know my action. Maybe is like a bad word for me, or I don't know is a bad word for me. When I see that, I'm like, hands up. Nope. When I see I don't know, hands up. When I see maybe.
Ooh, so you can make a decision to do this, but if you find there's an I don't know, now we're into the word of conviction. It's like, let me stop. So the action never takes place.
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
Ooh. Now this is when fun and games happen. So to try and identify, you spoke about it earlier, leaning into this, accepting.
Yeah.
If we can lean into and let go, you know what? We say time and time again, the how is the least important thing.
Yeah.
And I caveat that with what's more important is how. Remember when I first said that? I think it was on a podcast. I was like, hold on. The how is the least important part. What's really important is the how is there. We have to move the how. The how it works. The how you do that is not important. How you manage yourself in this journey is even more important. So be like, I have no idea how I'm going to do this, what social media platform, what strategy I'm going to use. That's irrelevant. But as long as you manage how you approach, move forward, maintain yourself during this.
Wow.
The external how, the stepping stone, you'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's intense because that just makes me really consider how many times I've denied myself not because of decisions I made, but because of the options that actually took me away from being what I actually already am.
Like what? What kind of actions will take you away from what you say that you want?
Yeah, I would look at the limitations rather than the actual possibilities. I would focus on the limitations. And then I would make, after I limited myself so much, there was no point in even making a decision because I already took everything else away. I let go of all the possibilities that could come into fruition.
So you focus too much on the limitations versus the possibilities. I mean, crumbs, my hands are up. I'm a problem solver. Oh, I can see the problems in everything. You give me a strategy, I will pick and say, hold on, you've missed this one thing. It makes me an excellent coach, an excellent projector that I am. It makes me friggin' useless at the dinner table with the kids. When it's like, hold on, that's wrong. So I have to wield this skill beautifully. So I'm with you. I can see the limitations.
You're the person that stopped the music. You're the person that stopped the music in the club. You said something and the music just stops like, bah! It's like, what is that?
Oh, man, that is a good vision. Okay, the music, that's it. Okay, let's wrap this up with that concept. Yeah. So we're all in the club. We all have the music going to that is the soundtrack to our business, our life, our purpose. What is that one thing that goes and everyone stops and looks? because that moment, that is it, that we want to be like. I mean, yeah. I can't remember, a film comes to mind, and I can't remember what it is. It might be a comedy, might be a series. I can see it, but I can't quite grasp it. But yeah. So that concept, that vision is beautiful. What can you do to be like, hold on, my bad, as you were, and then you're back to the music. What can you do in that moment?
Oh, besides crying, let's see.
No, you crying in the club. Come on.
Right. And no crying in the club. That's like rule number 5 in clubs. No crying. I would say I have to accept that I've done enough. I've done enough and I have to live this. I have to step into the fire knowing that I'm not going to get burned. Mm. I have to trust that. All my life I've been waiting for someone to give me the green light. So school, through education, through certification, through policies being approved. I've always waited for someone to give me a green light. Never really gave myself the green light. Mm. And as a CEO and becoming this way, there's no other green light anymore. And that's scary to think about. So like being like, this is me. Okay. Like this has got to be me. It has to be me. And that I can't ask for anything else other than myself in this. And know
so
that
you're
it
being
is a good place for everyone
to
else.
Lead crumbs. Forget everyone else. Forget the purpose and the impact you're going to be making that you have already made. You're being called to lead yourself. And that may be the biggest challenge you can face.
And 100%.
Dr. Will, wishing you all the success as you go through this transition, this beauty, maybe even crumbs, this awareness of holding this as true. You can take this to the bank. You can take it back and shoot it. This is your choice. Again, choice. You get to choose your own adventure. But this has been these concepts, these making it real with your business and how you're approaching things. These are the episodes I love. This is the game that I love to play. Yes. So thank you so much for being here and for sharing your side to this.
Hey, thank you for having me on here. And be kind to yourself.
Always. You too. And look, for those who want to find out more about you and the amazing work that you do, where can they find you?
Yeah, go on to WashingtonWellnessInstitute.org and you can sign up for a 15-minute free consultation.
Everyone, please, please, if you're curious, you're like, hell yes, you try and stop me. Please jump on, get that free 15 minutes. And hey, Dr. Will, thank you so much for being here. This has been so, so much fun.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, heal always.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so, so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Mm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.